Investigators continue piecing together details in two mass shootings in the U.S., where 29 people were killed and dozens were injured. In El Paso, Texas, investigators are still analyzing a hate-filled manifesto found online before that killer went on his rampage. 20 people died in that attack. The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, says he's been consulting with U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
We are conducting a methodical investigation with our partners, a careful investigation, but with a view towards bringing federal hate crimes charges under 18 U.S.C. 249 and federal firearms charges, which carry a penalty of death.
9 people were killed in Dayton, Ohio, hours later. Deputy Police Chief Matt Clapper says authorities are trying to determine the shooter's motive.
This is a very tragic incident, and we're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this.
AP's Matt Small reports U.S. President Donald Trump will address the nation later today.
President Trump is scheduled to make White House remarks this morning following 2 deadly mass shootings, one in El Paso, Texas, another in Dayton, Ohio, that at last word have left at least 29 people dead. Trump says he's been speaking to the Attorney General, FBI Director, and members of Congress.
A lot of things are being done right now as we speak.
But it remains unclear what those things are.
This has been going on for years. For years and years in our country, we have to get it stopped.
Matt Small, Washington.
India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir, for decades giving the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. Kashmir is claimed by both countries. This is VOA News. A general strike has paralyzed Hong Kong Monday, preventing people from getting to work and forcing cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas as protesters filled public parks and squares in several Hong Kong districts on Monday to draw more attention to their demands that the city's leader, Carrie Lam, resign. Lam rejected those demands, saying the government is determined to maintain law and order. South Korea and the U.S. are preparing to hold their annual joint military exercises despite warnings from North Korea. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
North Korea recently has been ramping up its weapons tests, including 2 test firings of what it describes as a new rocket artillery system, while expressing frustration over the continuance of U.S.-South Korea drills it sees as an invasion rehearsal, and also the slow pace of nuclear negotiations with Washington. Meanwhile, a Seoul Defense Ministry official has not confirmed or denied reports that the drills, which are expected to be computer simulated and not involve actual combat troops and equipment, are already underway. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper continues his first overseas trip in New Zealand. He met with his counterpart, New Zealand Minister of Defense Ron Mark, where they discussed how the two countries will further solidify their alliance.
New Zealand and the United States share a language and a heritage. We share an ocean, and we share the responsibility to protect our peoples and our values. So, Minister, I am enormously confident that we will meet today's complex international security environment with the same spirit of unity as we have in the past.
Mark gave his sincere condolences for the deaths in the weekend shootings, saying New Zealand knows the agony. Sudan's pro-democracy movement has signed a power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The accord establishes a joint military and civilian council to rule for 3 years until elections can be held. This includes a cabinet appointed by the activists, as well as a legislative body. The two sides have been locked in tense negotiations for weeks while mass protests continued, following the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in April.
That's AP's Sarah Bassett reporting. In Egypt, at least 20 people were killed and 47 others injured in an explosion triggered by a traffic collision Monday in Cairo. Authorities say a vehicle driving against traffic collided with 3 other cars outside the country's Cancer Institute in central Cairo. Egypt's top prosecutor is investigating the cause of the crash. Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died Sunday. He was 93. Nguyen Chia was known as Brother Number 2, the right-hand man of Pol Pot, the leader of the regime that ruled Cambodia from 1975 to 1979. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The voice of OAA 1. The voice of America. VOA 1. kisses all it takes.